Please join me in your Bible, if you have it with you, the holy text in John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. And please give ear to the infallible, inerrant, holy, inspired word of the living God. You see it also on the projection there in front of you. John 8, 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his most holy word. As I've said, and everyone in the room knows, today being Easter Sunday, it is a day we remember the resurrection of our Lord. And for we who are Christians today, we remember the day that we were set free. I've entitled the sermon, "You Are Free. You Are Free." At age 95, Rabbi Herschel Schachter died in the Bronx, New York. Now, that name doesn't mean anything to any of us, probably, but an event happened on April the 11th, 1945, that made Rabbi Schachter famous. You see, Rabbi Schachter was the first Jewish chaplain to enter the German concentration camp at Buchenwald after the surrender of the Germans at the end of World War II. In the camp, he found what we now know by documented history, sadly to be a reality. Hundreds, if not thousands, of starving men piled in bunks from floor to ceiling. And that's not all he found. He found thousands of orphaned children. But you see, here's the thing. Though they had all been freed, the camp had been liberated, the military had come in, the chaplains are coming in, so they were freed. But they remained in their barracks. They would not come out. After all, those who had come to free them and claimed to be their liberators were in uniform. And they suspected that the new uniforms just was another level of oppression. So given this, they would not come out of the barracks until Rabbi Schachter spoke to them in their own language. "Assalam alaikum, yeden, etzen free. Peace be upon you, Jews, you are free." These words of freedom from one they knew by the language to be one of their own created a trickle. And then a stream of men flowing out of the barracks, then out of two barracks, then out of three barracks, and more and more. And Rabbi Schachter repeatedly saying in their language, "Etzen free, you are free, you are free, you are free." Can you imagine the overwhelming rush of adrenaline of shock, of staggering emotions that these men experienced. Jesus says in our passage today, and speaking to us in our own language, if you abide in my word, you are truly free. You are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. You are free. You are free. Hearing these words of freedom, do you feel the same emotion? The same shock, that adrenaline rush, being almost unable to move by the overwhelming nature of what you just heard? You should. But actually, in reality, no, you shouldn't. Your reaction to the words I just read to you should have a greater impact on you than those men who heard those words from Rabbi Schachter. But we probably don't. For you see, those men in the concentration camp, they experienced physically, daily, hourly, the hell they were in. You and I, however, have not realized physically the hell we could face. However, know this. These men in Bucket Vault, they were freed from this horrible, physical, hellish prison. However, it was a prison, as horrible as it was, that was confined to this physical, temporary, earthly life. For the person, for the Christian, that has been freed from another prison, which is eternal. You see, the Christian is released not from just some temporal prison, as harsh as that was. The Christian has been freed from that eternal hell prison. And so we should feel that overwhelming rush of emotion. But as I said, we don't. Because while we are told of what hell might be, we really don't know or understand. Easter, one of the two greatest remembrances for the Christian, along with Christmas. On this day, we remember the work Jesus, as he won out over death, hell, and the grave. On this day, we should also remember these words. You are free. You are free. Satan has no power over you. Sin has no power over you eternally. Yes, as I said in the prayer earlier, we have our sinful acts. But as far as being in bondage, as far as being in the prison of hell, as far as being in the bondage of sin, you, if you are a believer, are not there. It should overwhelm us. As we begin to look into our passage today, Jesus says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Now, with Jesus saying this to those gathered around him that day, that we must realize that if he is promising freedom, then by default, that means that these who were listening to him that day were in some kind of bondage, were in some kind of prison. Yet Jesus' audience denies any prison, any slavery at all. In verse 33, they respond to Jesus by saying, we are the offspring of Abraham. You can kind of see their little pouting, or you know, their headstrongness, their little nose raised up in the air. We're the sons of Abraham. and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you can say, you say to us that you will become free? But please know, Jesus was not talking about family relations. Yet they did not understand. He is talking about the bondage and the prison of sin, which he points out in verse 34 clearly to them once more. He says, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. So if sin reigns dominant in your life, meaning that you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, then you are therefore a slave. You are a slave to the sinfulness that Satan pervades through his lies, and we follow, you follow, again, if not a believer. In just these few short little verses, they paint a very, very poor picture of the human nature. You know, we can believe that we're good. My good stack is higher than my bad stack. We've done no major harm to anyone. We can believe the world's lies that my actions are not my fault. We were born this way. I'm sorry, that's just the way I am. It's the way I was born. Well, you know my home life. I grew up in a terrible home. My daddy beat me, so I don't have it. This is who I am. I had no choice. And today, for many, no amount of evidence seems to sway the high opinion we have of human nature. Some, maybe many, see humans as good and kind. However, if one is a student of history, we see a very, very different story. The concentration camp I just read about. The killing fields of Vietnam in the late 60s. Speaking of war, the atrocities of what's going on right now in the Ukraine, as Russia is ramping up their attack on their eastern border. And then we have just the everyday horrors. Doesn't have to be wars. Just the everyday horrors going on in the world today. I saw a couple of weeks ago where a high school kid out running track in a track meet. Another one came up behind him and just slugged him across the back of the head, knocking him to the ground for no reason at all. But we're good and kind. Another video showed two police officers walking through an airport, just patrolling. And the camera angle showed a gentleman walking up behind them, laid down his backpack, and knocked one incredibly toward the ground. Just simple assault. Yet, as I said, there are those who believe that we humans are good at heart and there is no evil. But please know, Jesus is never overly concerned about those surface level details. Yeah, there are wars and yes, there are horrors. But while those activity pains him, he goes to the root cause of these issues. And it is because our sin nature plagues us. Our sinfulness plagues us, and that's the prison for which Jesus lets us out of. He speaks to the heart. And please know this. We do not become sinners because we sin. We sin because at our very core, we are sinners. And we know what prison we humans are in outside the work of Jesus Christ. And that is our sin. Okay, enough of the negative. Let's turn to these wonderful words of Jesus Christ. He said, if you abide in my words, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The first thing we must acknowledge is that there is truth. There is objective truth. There is absolute truth. And here is where much of the world stumbles. Many hold that we can create or accept whatever truth we would like. Whatever idea that comes along, we can propose that as truth. But please know, there is only one place where one can find true truth that actually leads to the true freedom. And it is in Jesus Christ. And he said, if you abide in my word, abide. It means to accept without objection. meaning that we accept God's holy word just as simply as it is. We accept it without objection. We accept it without question. We accept it to be the truth, and that true truth is what sets the Christian free. Secondly, the Son is the one who gives this truth and this freedom. He says, if the Son sets you free, meaning the work of Jesus Christ and its outcome is the thing that sets you free. So here the Son gifts you with the freedom that he has to give. Unlike those standing before Jesus here in his context, who said, we are sons of Abraham, they're depending on their family ties. Being in the lineage of Abraham to be free. Well, as I've said, the family has nothing to do with it. Salvation is that free gift of the grace of God through the work of Jesus Christ that is brought to you on that day that God decreed you become a believer and the Holy Spirit brings that freedom of salvation to you. And then we add to this that this gift from Jesus is eternal. It'll never go away. It can never diminish. It's a permanent freedom. When he saves people, he does not take them away from their hurt for a while and then put them back. No, we then in salvation belong. We are in Christ, as Paul writes. We belong to Jesus Christ. We see this plainly in the teaching of the apostles on the nature of salvation in Christ. We die permanently to the old master of sin, no longer in that prison so that we can serve freely in Jesus Christ. However, let's make sure we understand what true freedom is. Martin Luther writes this about freedom. He says, true freedom is not the liberty to do anything we please, but the liberty to do what we ought, to do what we should, to do what is right, is genuine liberty. Doing what we ought is genuinely liberty because doing what we ought now brings that blessing that pleases us in the doing. There are those who think of freedom as a release from the bondage of rules, the boundaries and structure, the freedom to be and to do what we want to do. Well, this is not the freedom Jesus is talking about. It goes much, much deeper. You see, Jesus is talking about that spiritual freedom. Jesus is talking about that eternal freedom. Jesus is talking about that thing that is that release from these burdens. When sin is overcome in our lives, we are free to do and to be what Jesus desires us to do and to be. And see, folks, that is true freedom. You see, we are never truly who we are until we are who we are in Christ Jesus. When we become obedient to those commandments and we become what God has decreed, desired us to be in Christ Jesus, then we truly are who God desires us to be. And in that is where we find freedom. And folks, this is an incredibly important message. It resonates with me so, so very much. Growing up, I did not understand the freedoms that came from salvation in Jesus Christ. Get this. I even said many times as a young man, very foolishly, that I'll wait till I'm 35 before becoming a Christian. Because by that time, I'll stop having fun. How foolish. How foolish. But in coming to understand the sovereignty of God, in coming to understand the salvation through grace, coming to understand that God chose me to be his son, not for anything I did. Actually, it was in spite of everything I did. And in that, I've told you before, I could hear, I felt the chains just fall away. And I began to understand what freedom is. The freedom is in Christ, not in my own ways. On this Easter Sunday, let us celebrate that in Jesus Christ, you are free. You are free. Amen and amen.